KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records. Presenting Ken, the new album from Destroyer. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.
You've got to tune in KEXP, 90.3 FM here in Seattle, worldwide, kexp.org. Audio Oasis, our local show. Very happy to have Prom Queen in live playing some great music. So let's kick it off.
You broke my heart right from the start. You made a fool of me in front of the crowd. And vengeance, oh, 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 will be mine. You had me sighing, you had me crying, you had me dying, always defying. And vengeance, oh, 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 will be mine. Oh, oh, yeah, you, oh, you said that love was true.
You're listening to Prom Queen live on Audio Oasis. It's KEXP 90.3 FM.
Thank you.
Live on Audio Oasis, KEXP 90.3 FM worldwide, KEXP.org, fresh off a triumphant earlier appearance today at Block Party. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
How was the Block Party experience earlier today?
It was incredible. Yeah, it was really packed at Numo's, and we loved it so much. It was like a really fun, energetic crowd.
That's great. Yeah. I was there yesterday. Man, I felt really old just walking around the grounds.
I mean, I feel that way all the time.
Yeah.
Block Party is just an amplified version of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you just heard two new songs off Prom Queen's forthcoming release, Doomwop, which is out September 22nd.
Yes.
Very exciting. And they'll be playing an album release show at the Piranha Shop on the 23rd. Very excited.
Yeah.
To hear more, I'm just blown away by that performance. A lot of fun.
Oh,
how long has this album been in the works?
About a year and a half. We released our last record in 2014, and that was so it's sort of been in the works since then, but not, you know, and not like really for real. We started recording it about a year and a half ago.
And I should let the listeners know too, the Midnight Veil, which was the 2014 album. You actually made an entire visual movie, essentially, for the entire thing. I was just blown away by the production values,
Thank you.
All the different spots around Seattle. That was very cool. How long did that take to put together?
That also took a year and a half. I guess that's just the length of time it takes me to make a record. We made a full video album for that, and that's on YouTube. And it's been really cool to have this film piece. And we're probably going to make some videos for this, but not another video album. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can imagine. That was pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
Almost a full hour. And yeah, it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
There's even, I like the part when you're on South Lake Union on the powerboat.
Oh, yeah.
High production values.
Yeah. Indeed. Boats. We needed boats in there somewhere.
I was also struck, too, you have a single on Bandcamp called Stranger Peaks.
Yes.
And as I was listening to all this, it did feel like we were in the bar, kind of just slowly, solemnly watching the band play. Was that, how intentional is that? You try and draw in those influences a little bit?
I can't help it. I'm just a huge Twin Peaks fan, a huge David Lynch fan. And that's a lot of, you know, where my music comes from is that sort of kind of, you know, twisted Americana place. So it sort of makes sense. But yeah, Stranger Peaks was a mashup that I came up with the Stranger Things theme and Twin Peaks theme kind of married together, and people seemed to like it. It took off.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was trying to catch up with the episodes last night. I was like, yeah, maybe I can talk a little bit, but I'm only up to four. I still don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I just know that there's a big explosion at some point, but I'll get to
that. That's true. Spoiler alert. There's an explosion.
I'm way out of my depth on that one. Okay. Let's try to think. One more thing before we go. Oh, and I should mention another show, July 29th at Pecola Cellars in North Bend as well.
Yes.
Very, very good. And I can't recommend seeing them live. And then last question I got to just ask. Favorite prom-related movie?
Oh, favorite prom-related movie. I don't know. My initial thought is to say Pretty in Pink, just because I grew up watching John Hughes movies.
Great soundtrack, too.
And, you know, just when the whole montage of her making the dress out of all the other dresses, and it's like a New Order song, and that's just kind of the best. So I'm going to go with that. Plus, I saw Psychedelic Furs last night, and they played Pretty in Pink. And
Did they?
Yeah,
oh,
great.
Yeah, that soundtrack is, maybe that's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Should it have been Ducky, though?
I know. I heard something about there being an alternate ending of that, or like a test audience saw a version where she ended up with Ducky, but I don't know.
Didn't fly.
Yeah. I wish I could see that version.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in. I just want to reiterate, new album Doom Wop is out September 22nd. We've got Prom Queen live here on Audio Oasis 90.3 FM KEXP. They're going to play a couple more songs for us.
Thank you.
I had become a danger to myself, lost in someone else, someone that I thought I knew so well. 'Cause I was lonely all the time, wishing you were mine, ignoring all the signs. You tell me I'm living a lie, my head is in the sky, and you never felt the same, so this is goodbye. I can't hide the emptiness inside. Everyone knows I tried, and you were the one who loved and lied. I don't think I'll shed a tear. cry. Stay at home on Friday.
You've been listening to Prom Queen live on Audio Oasis 90.3 FM, KEXP in Seattle, streaming worldwide, kexp.org.
KEXP's live performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Ken, the new album from Destroyer. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.